Well, this morning, we're going to talk about friends. This is going to be our last Proverbs today. So you'll want to listen real attentively. Next Sunday, we're going to do something very special. It's going to be our Ambassadors for Peace Sunday. And it will kick off our whole Peace Week campaign next week. So next Sunday morning, you won't want to miss it. You want to bring your friend and any others that are interested in coming to Peace Ambassadors for Peace. And then the following Sunday, the 19th, we'll be at Minnehaha Park for our outdoor concert, culminating our Peace Week. Then the following week, we're going to start a special series, and I'll let you know about that next Sunday morning. Okay? But the title of today, I was sick this week. I just didn't get this all coordinated at the right time. But it's Forever Friends. If you're going to take notes, or next week I'll have these available for you, by the way. I'm also going to have available to you an article that Mary Knox wrote on friends that I'd like you to all make sure that you get. It's just a dynamite article on friendship, what a good friend is and what a good friend isn't. And my wife and I have read it. It's just tremendous, and I wanted to get it all out to you. So we'll have that here next Sunday for you. We live in a very interesting time, I think, a very unparalleled time than any other time in history when it comes to relationships. I was listening to Billy Graham a few nights ago, and he was visiting with a Harvard professor, the dean, actually, of Harvard University, and asked him what the greatest difficulty his students face today. And he didn't even think twice. He said loneliness. Loneliness. He said people on this university are extremely lonely. And I don't know if you can relate to that. I'm sure all of us here can relate to being lonely or to feeling isolated. But today, isolation is just very, very common. Loneliness is just very common. I'll show you how common it is and how much we take for granted. The most publicized way to find a friend today, that's right, is the telephone. In fact, one Dial a Friend commercial goes something like this. Are you feeling lonely, depressed, inadequate? Then dial 1-800-BRAG. That's right. Pick up the phone. Brag, lie, boast about yourself. You deserve it. I've seen that at least 25 times. It seems that today we all want fulfilling friendships, but no one wants to pay the price. We want friendship like we want pizza, now and ready to go. Friendship is something we all need and something we all need to give. Proverbs speaks to this subject with great clarity. And today we'd like to examine some of those principles. But you know, we laugh. But many, many people in this city are getting married to people that they found over the phone. Dial a date, dial a friend. It's unbelievable. And you just communicate between walls with people that you've never seen before. And I don't know where you're at, if you're lonely or if you feel friendless or if you felt friendless. I'm sure we've all had that feeling sometime in our life. But I'd like to talk today about what a real friend is, what I believe. Today I'm going to share with you my soul. I'm going to share with you what I think is the most important things about friendship and how I think you can be a better friend. You know, many of you, I don't know, some of us, we haven't known each other real long. Some of you, when I came up here, I knew better than others. I've known three people up here real well before I came up here. Three. And ironically enough, I didn't know Brent and Mary. Neither my wife and I. All the years we were back in Ames, we were always in separate areas of what was going on in the church. And I remember when I was thinking about coming up here and I'm going to be leading this church with Brent. And previous to this time, he had been my pastor. And then here we are, we're going to lead this church together. And frankly, I think I have talked to Brent twice in the last 3 years before I came here. And, you know, you might think that's kind of a scary thing. And I mean, my goodness, I mean, you don't know one another. What are you going to do? You know, it could take years for many of us. It takes years for friendships to develop. Years, I mean, unless we go through the thick of things, through war and blood and sweat and everything else, we just don't feel like we can be friends. And we just kind of wait for it to happen. I knew, myself, my wife and I both, that if we waited for it to happen, it might not ever happen when we get up here. It could take years. And I knew that I didn't have years for that to happen. And God has just been blessing our relationship. I mean, most of you know by now, Brent and I are quite a bit different. Maybe like night and day, except that we were both made by God. But God is knitting our hearts together and our family's hearts together in a closeness and a companionship and a desire to see one another succeed for Christ in 6 short months. And it's got much farther to go. But I know for many people, what's happened in just 6 months in our relationship would take 5 years for many, many a Christian. So I'd like to share with you and pass on to you some secrets today from God's Word about friendship. How you can be the kind of friend God wants you to be and what real friendship is really like. I'd like you to turn to Proverbs, your little living Proverbs, all of you that have them. Pull them out, share them with a friend. I'd like you to turn to Proverbs 17:17. You know, friendship is something that we give away. The Bible says many times, I knew I wasn't going to have time today to go into every single touch and every single area I wanted to touch on today, but the Bible says that He who is kind nourishes his own soul, but the cruel man destroys himself. The Bible says that every man's the friend of the man who is generous. Everyone begs his favors. Friendship is definitely generous. If you're not generous with yourself, then you have no one to blame for your lack of friendship. Depth of friendship will go as deep as you're willing to be generous. Friendship, you can be friends as in any range of degree with people. It all depends on what you're willing to give. Proverbs 17:17 says, a true friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. I looked up 3 different versions of this morning. I thought I'd share each one with you. The NIV says, a friend loves at all times. And the Berkeley says, a friend is perpetually friendly. You ever gotten the cold shoulder before from someone? It's kind of like they didn't care. I mean, you know, your friendship seemed to go so far, and one day you came over and gave a call, and it was just a very cold call. That's not the way a friend is. A friend is perpetually friendly. He's friendliness in perpetual motion. He's friendly. He makes you feel warm and welcome, like you belong, like you matter. Of course, it's very difficult to do if that individual doesn't understand they matter. You know, it's very difficult to be friends if in our friendships we're trying to build our own ego through friendship. You remember the first series I shared with you when I was here was on the awesome love of God. This is tantamount if you're going to be a good friend. You must get all your satisfaction and encouragement from God, or you'll begin to be a parasite in your friendships. And you begin to just draw from others and draw from others and sap the life right out of a friendship. But the first thing about a friend is he's always friendly. There's a verse in Romans that says, always keeping your spiritual interest. Always maintaining interest. Sometimes that's hard to do in a relationship. It's hard to do in marriage. I've been married 8 years and I'm not, you know, by any means on the top of the world at doing this all the time. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort to maintain that interest, to keep that interest up. And it's so easy to become satisfied with a low, ebbing interest and concern. So it takes work, and a friend is willing to do that. The friend is always loyal. I like that, loyalty. I've got something here I wanted to read you. I wrote one of my little poems. It's not really a poem. It's just trying to find as many words that begin with F as friend. A friend is friendly, a friend is a fan. A friend is faithful, a friend is frank. A friend is forgetful, a friend is feeling. A friend is forever. Those, I think, in my own self, my own relationship with other people, entail all that I think that a friend is. A friend is also sacrificial, but that didn't go with friends, so I didn't put that down. But a friend is always loves at all times. You know, if you have to worry all the time in a friendship about doing everything right, then you don't have a very good friend. You just don't have a very good friend. A friend is an individual, like someone who said, who knows what you are and accepts you anyway. And likes you anyway. They know what you really are and they like you anyway. And all of us in this room, I just like to say this, it's very easy. As no matter where we are in our Christian life, or no matter where we are before we come to know Christ, it is so easy to be a fake. It is so easy to have superficial friendships. And superficial friendships, you know as well as I do, don't meet that inner longing and that intense longing for companionship that God has created in us to have. Secondly, I'd like you to look at Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 9. Page 49, it says, "Love forgets mistakes. Nagging about them parts the best of friends." The Berkeley says, "He who covers an offense seeks love. But he who brings up a matter again alienates a close friend." The NIV says, "He who covers an offense promotes love." You want to be a promoter of love? You cover an offense. If you want to alienate your friends, keep bringing it up all the time. I like this with my wife. My wife, to me, does this more than anyone I know. It's always covering an offense. Cover means to cover. Cover means to hide. Literally, the word means to put a roof over and hide so no one can see. I'm so thankful for my wife because she sees things you don't see. And she could go around with her photograph and show them to you all the time if she wanted to. But she doesn't because she's a friend. And a friend loves at all times. No matter what your circumstances are like, no matter what your attitudes are like, it doesn't mean that a friend won't tell it like it is. In fact, the Bible says, as the friend's suggestions from the heart, so is a perfumer's oil. Or so is a perfumer's oil. In other words, it's fragrant, it's encouraging. I like friends that are frank, but I don't like friends that are frank all the time. And I won't be that way with a person all the time either. It takes the heart out of them. A friend knows what you need. They care about what you need. They're interested in what you need. You see? I like this little commercial I see. It's just this guy sitting in his chair and he's got sunglasses on. And he's ashamed to look at anyone. It's the one about brag, lie about yourself, you know. And most people have to brag about the self because most people don't get the praise that God intended for them to get. Most people don't get the appreciation that God intended for them to have. And so man, being man that he is, always takes it into his own hands and pats his own self on the back. The Bible says, give honor where honor is due. The Bible says, be gracious. And you would find your friendships would just take off if you would learn that one simple truth, to be gracious. To be gracious with people. To make people know that they're important, make people know that they matter with what you say, to look for the good and to praise the good. I mean, we've all got negatives, please. I've got them. You've got them. We've all got them and we could all harp on them. And you want to know what happens when you harp on them? You alienate your friends. This is what it means. Love forgets mistakes, but he who repeats a matter separates intimate friends. And you know, even this can separate the most intimate of friends. You could have had a relationship for 20 years with an individual and think, I can go through anything. No, you can't. You cannot handle gossip and slander. And you begin just to take a matter or whatever it is, just how itsy-bitsy it may be, and begin, and you know what happens? Just like me, the mountain was created out of a molehill. And before you know it, that's all that you can see in that relationship with that person. And you'll notice as you begin to spend a little time with them, it's just a little wall. Just a little wall. There's just a little cooling off there. Just a little cooling off. And it gets cooler and cooler and cooler until finally you just, well, you know, we've just changed. We've just changed through the years and we've grown apart. No, you haven't grown apart. You haven't kept the garden watered. You haven't kept it growing and vibrant. And your relationships, God wants our relationships to grow more and more. God wants our relationships to be satisfying and fulfilling. And this is one of the main ways that you can do that is by a kind word. Boy, you look nice today. I'm not talking about fake flattery. Flattery destroys. I'm talking about genuineness. And if you can't be genuine, you know the people that usually have trouble with this, they go back and forth, well, that's flattery. Well, so I won't say anything. The problem is they just don't know how to be genuine. It's not that they're so concerned about flattery. It's they have no idea how to be genuine with an individual. And say, boy, you know, boy, I appreciate you. A friend is feeling. You know, a friend is willing to show their emotions. They're willing to share your burdens. If you're going to be a friend, you must be willing to do this. And like I said, you and I live in a very cheap day. We live in a day where people don't want to pay the high price of friendship. And I'll tell you, I don't always want to either. It costs. Because sometimes the friendship doesn't pan out. Sometimes you get taken advantage of, and I've been taken advantage of. And then you get gun shy. And you get a little reserved, and I just don't want to do it. It's just not worth it. I've just been hurt too much. And what you've got now is a self-centered life. You just need to keep giving, keep giving, keep giving. And you'll have a happy, happy life. A friend expresses to them their confidence in you. This is what love does. Love shows confidence. It shows that it believes in an individual. It doesn't wait for that individual to prove it all the time. But it expresses that confidence. This is very, very important. In your relationship with your wife, with your children, with your roommates, with potential friends that you want to have. Man, you can have the most friends in the world if you'll take the principles I'm sharing with you today and doing them. And I'll tell you what, I'd like you to look at Proverbs chapter 18. In verse 24. It says, some people are friends in name only. Others are closer than brothers. And then I'd like you to look at Proverbs 20 and verse 6. Most people will tell you what loyal friends they are, but are they telling the truth? You know, since I've been here, I was thinking whether to share this with you or not. Thought maybe I would. I don't mean this by way of anything but by way of example or how much I think we can just excel in this. I've had approximately 3 people tell me, boy, Mark, I'm just so excited that you're up here. What can I pray for you? How can I pray? What things can I pray for you in your life? We had a couple, my wife and I had a couple over the other night, and it was really a blessing to have them. It's really, they just moved here, haven't been here long, and I'll tell you, it was just, my heart was lifted just by them being with us. And when they, and as we were discussing, and this brother said, Mark says, I'm on the road a lot, and I want to know what I can pray for your life. I mean, what things do you really want to grow in? I want to know. I've got the time. I want to pray for you. And boy, you know, I've just been so encouraged by the things you've been sharing. And they've really encouraged me. And certainly that encouraged me. And I'm not telling you about that by way of the fact that I'm just out here languishing. I'm just telling you by the way that I think we need to grow. Because I think if people hesitate to do it with me, I know that we hesitate to do it with one another. And we need to be men and women who are expressive. We need to be men and women who are willing to get our feelings out there on the chopping block. And if they get hacked off, they get hacked off. So what? Feelings can be mended. The Bible says, who is wise gains friends. Wins friends. Friendships. God wants us to have friendships. But some people are friends in name only. I've had other friends like that. They always had the talk, but they never had the walk. They always had the right words to say. I remember a period of my life, I went through a period of my life, and I had some real close friends, very close friends, and we were real close friends. I'd worked with some of these people for a long time, and then some different things happened in my life, and I never heard from them for almost 9 months. From going from a daily basis of hearing from them for the next 9 months, I never heard a word from them except one guy out of approximately 15. One guy. And he'd come up and to where I'd work at Zap, and he'd bring me a sandwich, or he'd just sit down to talk. And I'll tell you, God used that one guy in my life. There's nothing like friends. There's nothing that can replace friendship. And God wants you to be a better friend. God wants you to excel in your love for one another. Jesus said, no greater love has this than a man lay down his life for his friends. And God considered you his friends. And so he laid his life down for you. And I'll know if you're my friend, and you'll know if I'm your friend, if I will do the same. And you and I will both know who the friends are in name only, and who are those who are closer than a brother. And there's many of you out there, and I have many around the country, that I'm actually closer to than my own physical family. We're closer than brothers. But please remember not to wait around for friends to knock on your door. So one of the things my mother and father taught me is don't ever wait around, Mark, for things to happen. You go out and make friends. I went to 8 different schools from the time I was in kindergarten to the time I was a senior in high school. And I look back and see how all those years God was honing my life. And I either isolated myself or learned how to be outgoing. It's not because it was my personality. I had to learn it. I may be that way more than others, but boy, I thank God for that experience. Learn to make friends. Be outgoing. Give yourself away. Remember that he who waters will himself be watered. And he who casts his bread on the water, much will return back to him. Give and it will be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. That's true with friendship. You want a rich, rewarding, exciting, fulfilling life? Start giving yourself away. You keep yourself and you'll lose it. You just lose your insides, and you'll be lonely and isolated and empty and purposeless. And you know what? You won't know it though. Here's what you'll think. Nobody likes me. I've tried. People just let me down. People here, they just aren't very nice. Well, it's our personality. I've heard every excuse in the book. What excuse did Jesus have with Judas? He didn't have one. There aren't excuses. Now, you can go out and do the best you can, and if it's not reciprocated, I'm not saying you're going to go out in the world and hold hands with the world and everybody's going to be friends. That'll never happen until everyone gets the Lord, for one thing. And then even then it won't happen as we grow. It's a maturing thing. But what I am saying is, don't ever give up till you give it your best shot 3 times. At least once. At least once, give it everything you have and try to pursue that relationship. And it doesn't happen, then I just back off for a while, not with resentment, not with bitterness, not with frustration, but with a patient heart, knowing, well, Lord, I guess the time's just not ripe. And I'll get to work over here and just wait for this one to come along. It'll come along. And I know that'll happen here. You see, I know that'll continue to happen here. Some relationships, they'll begin to grow, and in other ones, they may take some time, but just give them time. Just give them time. Don't ever rush it, but always be there and be available. Remember that little verse, Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. And then in your memory banks, put 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, whenever you want to know what it means to love at all times. You cannot think of Proverbs 17:17 if you do not have in your mind 1 Corinthians 4 through 8. That's what it means. To be patient, to be kind with them, to be not self-seeking, not to be irritable, to believe in Him, to hope in Him, to trust in Him, to be frank with Him, to love them at all times. Let's thank the Lord for our time this morning. And I've got a few announcements, if you just bear with me. Lord, we just thank You this morning that You loved us all the time, that You never gave up on us. I thank You, God, that You are our fan. You are rejoicing over us with shouts of joy. You're excited about us. God, thank You that You gave us other fellow human beings that we can have companionship and friendship with. I just bless You, Lord, for each individual here and each friendship that You're giving my wife and I here with these men and women. God, I pray that we might grow. Pray, oh God, that I might grow to be a better friend, to be more like You are in my friendships. I thank You, Lord, that You're always working in our lives and You never give up. Lord, we'd like to make a lot of friends. Lord, I'd like to have millions of friends. Those that have been reached for Jesus Christ. Those who have come into Your kingdom through my relationship with them and my sharing with them the good news of Christ. Pray, Lord, You make me more effective, my wife and my children in these areas. In Jesus' name, amen.